Welcome to Kivia, the spirit of sauna. Join your hosts, Alan Jalishaw and Alyssa Lansdell, as they explore the history, culture, and lifestyle of sauna. Whether you're a lifelong aficionado and expert like Alan, a relative newbie and budding enthusiast like Alyssa, or just curious to see what all the fuss is about, this is the podcast for you. Sauna is so much more than meets the eye, so breathe deep, get comfortable, and share in the search for the true spirit of sauna.
Hello and welcome back. Of course, I never take a virtual sauna without my co-host, sauna enthusiast, Alan Jalishaw. How are you, Alan?
I feel great, Alyssa. And as always, happy to be here with you talking about sauna. But in preparation for today's episode, I actually started daydreaming about having an actual sauna under the stars near an Irish river. But I should explain where this comes from. So during my travels on my way to meet the sauna twins, Jake and Max, in England, I had the chance to spend a few days in Ireland and Northern Ireland, and you shouldn't be surprised to know that I had to have a few saunas while I was there.
Yeah.
But when I met the owners of these saunas, the name of today's guest kept coming up and how she has been breathing new life into Irish sauna culture.
Ooh, this is cryptic and specific. I really like it.
Basically, she just travels around Ireland introducing people to the beauty of water, nature, and of course, heat with her mobile sauna called Bascabaya.
Ah, you must be talking about Shirley Fitzpatrick. We want to welcome her to the podcast. Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled that you could join us today, Shirley. Let's jump right into the fire, so to speak, and let's talk about Bascabaya. I know that it's a mobile sauna that you built by hand roughly 10 years ago. What does the name mean? And can I assume that it's more than just a sauna on wheels?
Yeah. So it's Bascabaya, and it means box of life. And I suppose the name, like when I was building it or when I was thinking about it, I wanted to, there was many, many, many reasons why I decided to do it. But one of them was to create another place in nature for people to gather. And there is the words Iscabaha, which means water of life in Irish. And it was kind of a play on that. Iscabaha is like, you know, a very strong spirit, you know, a poitín. It's like a fire water, you know, kind of. And it's like associated with gathering, you know, and drinking together. And I wanted to create a space where people came together and it wasn't focused on the pub or on drinking. It was just something different. So Iscabaya, you know, that's how I came up with the name. And it's also a box of life. I mean, it is a box of life, you know, brings so much life to people and communities and different locations.
Such a beautiful descriptor of sauna in general. I want to know more about the origin story, if we can. I understand that this is an idea that you decided to just run with because you hadn't actually experienced a sauna in nature beforehand. Is that true?
Yeah, I hadn't. I never had experienced an outside sauna or a sauna in nature. I mean, I think I heard, you know, of like, you know, in Finland or in different Scandinavian different places where they would, you know, run out of the sauna and jump into really cold water. So it was this kind of, I knew it existed, but no, I'd never experienced it.
And this is a theme that has come up before. So what is it about being in nature? Why is being in nature so fundamentally important to the sauna experience?
It's just so beautiful being in nature, you know. But I suppose the thing that comes to mind when you ask me that is that when we're in a sauna and, you know, our biggest organ, which is, you know, our skin, opens up. And then to just be able to just step directly out into nature, I just, you know, feel that it's just the connection. You're just so open. You're open. Your whole biggest organ is open, and then you're in nature. So it's just, I just think it makes it easier to connect. I don't, yeah.
Okay.
It's just my feeling, you know.
And I also understand that whenever you can, you set up your sauna near water. Why is that? Is it specifically to allow people to experience the cold plunge? Is it for the calming effect of water, or is there something more there?
It was the cooling down, the combination of the heat and the water. But it's also like I use water in the sauna. So to be close to water, you know, like fresh water, and even when I was by, you know, when I used to set up by the sea, there was always a need to have fresh water close by. Now as I've gone deeper into the different saunas experiences, there's always water, you know, like in some way, shape or form. If it's not a body of water, there always needs to be water by a sauna. Like I that's what I'm now learning, you know. Right. But it's just so calming. I mean, that's some people come out of the sauna when they're finished their sauna time, and they sit. I have chairs around the sauna, and they sit and they listen to the stream, or they listen to the sea, or they look at the glistening, you know, light on the water. So yeah, it is. It's very calming, you know, and it's also very cleansing. It's moving. It's helping the release that happens. You know, I just get into it, and it just release, let it go.
Very nice. For our listeners, can you share a little bit about the unique experience that can be had when they visit Bascabaya? What can they expect after they arrive, of course?
Well, yeah, they arrive, and it's all wooden on the outside, and I usually show them around, you know, there's a dressing room off it, and there's chairs around because I feed the stove from the outside. So you can see the kind of fire in the stove, but also you can kind of sit around that, you know. So, I mean, it gives a little bit of heat, but it's more the feeling of sitting around the fire. And then, yeah, I'm always really close to water. So, I mean, 6 months of the year, I'm set up in the Wicklow Hills by where a stream and a river meet under a bridge. And so that's very close. So you can just hear the stream, you know, the sound of the stream, you know, that is the background sound during your whole experience. I mean, because it's only me as well, like, you know, I don't have people working for me. It's always me that greets them and shows them around, and for me that's important, I suppose. Yeah, on my journey in this, you know, to just have that direct contact with people, you know.
Yes, I am very interested in this. It sounds like, it feels sort of in general like there has been a culture shift, I would say, probably since COVID. You said you wanted to offer a space where people could come together that wasn't a pub and everybody wasn't sitting around having a pint, which I kind of love. It mirrors my own journey, my own personal journey of you know, going within rather than going out and having a rowdy time. That's for me. You could sell me easily, but would you say, Shirley, that you had to really sell this idea, or did you find that others were really starting to look for this?
Well, it's 11 years ago now, so it was very, it was very different. The landscape now is, and just, you know, it has changed so much in the 11 years. So in the beginning, it was mostly the people that came in the very beginning was people I knew, and then it became people like their friends. And then after, it took 2 years really for it to become like people that I wouldn't have known at all and maybe not have any direct contact with coming. And yeah, it was in the beginning, like when I would say mobile sauna, people couldn't even imagine it because they had never seen one. They'd definitely never experienced one. So sometimes I would go to locations or sometimes even events and people would just like sign up talking to people. They would just walk by it. it was just not part of their consciousness or like, it was like, what? So it's not that I sold it. I just kind of kept doing it. You know, I just kept turning up in places. I kept, you know, I moved quite a lot down. You know, through the island, you know, and different people would like, you know, invite me to different places and I would go. But once people tried it, that was it, because it's such a strong experience, you know, that, you know, I didn't have to sell it. So, you know, it just,
Yeah, and in general, I've noticed that people are turning to alternative ways of taking care of their health and their wellness. On the topic of water, one of the trends that has gained popularity in Ireland is sea swimming. Why do you think that is?
Well, there's always been a culture of that. You know, even when I begun 11 years ago, there were sea swimmers in different parts, in certain, you know, places, you know, but it really just, like, I suppose, you know, blossomed, you know, during lockdown, really, here. I suppose there's so much water in Ireland. We're an island, and that's where people could go. They could go and they could just swim, and they met, they started to gather as well in groups. I have now groups of women, a lot of women, but mixed, that met during lockdown through sea swimming, just through, like, just meeting each other and then creating a kind of a group and then staying in touch. And then they're really, like, a big support for each other now. Like, but I think that really, you know, it really kind of just, yeah, really is quite big now in Ireland, you know, and very popular.
And it shouldn't be surprising that people really started to put their physical and mental health back on their list of priorities during the pandemic, like you mentioned. What kind of renaissance have you seen in terms of sauna culture and sauna activities in Ireland in recent years?
Well, there's now so many mobile saunas, you know. I mean, for so long, I was the only one, which surprised me. It took so long for more. But since lockdown, it's like there's loads all over the country where in certain spots, there's nearly a sauna. Like, say, in Cork, there's nearly a sauna at every beach that you can actually put a sauna now at this stage. And what... And I think that the sea swimming has really, you know, encouraged that as well. Like, you know, to be able to, like, sea swim during the whole, you know, just all year round, and to make it a little bit more pleasurable, you know. I've had people through the years that have come to my sauna and gotten in the cold water for the first time. And then they say, oh, that's what started me off sea swimming. You know, they began, they just, it just kind of, yeah, it felt so good that then they were able to take the next step where they could just go swimming every day and then all year round, you know. So it is, it's amazing. It's really incredible how it's changed so much in the 11 years, you know. And it's been, I suppose, a privilege to witness that change, you know, and maybe, you know, to be part of that change as well, like, you know.
Yes, how rewarding. Now, the people who come to experience your sauna, you said at first you knew them, and then it was, you know, people who knew people. And but I want to know who these people are primarily. Is there a certain type of person that comes looking for sauna? And maybe is it that they're looking for a relaxing day out or something even deeper than that?
I think it's a real mix, you know. There's... Mm-hmm. Like, there's all ages that come to the sauna and all backgrounds. Oh. And then also some people that, you know, for a while there was a lot of people that, you know, trained. And like, say, there was a good few people that would do mixed martial arts in Dublin, and they would come out, you know, just on the day off, you know, to come and have a sauna in the hills and... just kind of relax, but also it would be, you know, helpful for their training as well. There's older people. There's, you know, now I'm in the Wicklow Hills, which is a total hiking, you know, and there's trails all over the hills. So now a lot of hikers. So people will come, and a lot of people, because I'm so close to Dublin, it's an hour and a half from Dublin, people will come out from Dublin and have a hike and then have a sauna and then, you know, they'll have some food in the area. So it really, to be honest, it's really a mixture of older people, younger people. Yeah, it's all sorts, and which is great. And that's what a lot of people say as well. Like, they say they love coming to the sauna for the social part and the different people that they would meet, you know, in the sauna and the conversations that they would have.
Yeah, I imagine some deep connections happen. We've talked about that before, how we are, as you said, open to, you know, quite literally and figuratively. Another thing I love is this later edition of the yurt. Can you describe what that is? I just like saying yurt. For people who might be hearing this term for the first time, and tell us about it. And does it travel around with you too?
No, that doesn't travel around. Just it's in my winter location in Wicklow because I'm there for 6 months, and it's you know, it takes a good couple of days to set it up and take it down. So, kind of it wouldn't be it's not. I don't travel with it; it's too big. But so that's a space because I was there during the winter. I wanted to have a space that was a bit cozy, you know, in the depths of winter for people. To maybe go in before maybe their sauna, but definitely after, because for me, it's even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes to be able to just lie down after a sauna experience, because it can be quite like, you know, not intense really for the body, where it's like in the heat, in the cold, in the heat, in the cold. So to even just lie down just for allow like all that to for the body to integrate all that, you know, like, so so there's like, you know, a lovely stove, it's really cozy, it's really warm, you can have tea, herbal tea, and lie down and relax. And so that's when it's used as part of the sauna experience. And then also can do guided meditations and kind of I suppose guide people through like a longer sauna experience as well, like, and guide people in the sauna, and then I suppose arrive back into the earth and as ground and integrate that, the experience, you know. So it's been a great addition, because there's more I can introduce more, or I can there's more possibilities with it being there, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're clearly busy with Boscobaya, but you also traveled, and you've just come back from Lithuania. I believe that trip was sauna related. Can you walk us through what you experienced while you were in Lithuania?
Yeah. So it was a sauna and plant camp, which I went over to. And it was my teacher, Baruta. She's based in Lithuania. And she, I've been doing training with her. It's called, I suppose, sauna is called pirtas in Lithuania. So it's training in that technique, or just how they use the sauna. And so the weekend was, first we, you know, connected with the plants, and they spoke about the different folklore connected to the plants and the different energies, like the plants being the, you know, different herbs that you can use in the sauna, or also the birch and the oak and the lime and hazel and all the different trees that you can use by, you know, making whisks and using them to like move the steam or to place on the body, or just even the smells of the aroma of all these different herbs. And then each night we had like a two-hour sessions, sauna sessions, you know, experiencing them, like, you know, playing with them, like the different bundles. So we made, during the days, we made the whisks from fresh leaves, which is very different from when you gather them and dry the whisks, the bundles of oak or birch. So there's a very different aroma and experience from using the fresh ones. So we were there in May, so it would have been too early to harvest them for drying, but it was perfect, pretty much perfect to just harvest them and use them immediately in the sauna. So we did like different exercises to really connect, you know, with the different plants and the energies of the different trees. And then on the second last day, we had a really amazing privilege to have a sauna in a replica. It's like it's a village that of a medieval times, and it's a total replica, you know, made sauna like it was in medieval times. It's part of a kind of more of a museum where you go and look. But my teachers, they contacted them maybe 5 or 6 years ago and said, look, can we start, you know, having saunas there because it is a sauna, you know, or pirtis. So that was really, really, really special. And that was something I have been knew was out there, like these smoke saunas existed. So it was like kind of like a little bit of a dream come true to experience that. So we did it the very traditional way, you know, where the men went, it was heated, you know, it's a pile of stones, basically, obviously, you know, arranged, you know, in a very specific way, you know, and this the fire is lit underneath the stones and it's heated for a couple of hours. And then all the smoke is, you know, taken, you know, make sure all is taken out of the space. And then the men go in first and then the women go in after the men, you know, because it's a little bit cooler. And so that was very, very special, you know. Experience.
That particular sounds amazing. Is there something in particular about the Lithuanian sauna traditions that speak to you personally? Anything we should really pay attention to?
For me, why I'm really drawn to it is, like, the first time I experienced it, how I then described it was like being in the forest in a sauna. It's their connection with the forest, their connection with the plants, the trees, that's what I'm drawn to. And it's really awakened, I think, it's awakening a memory, a distant kind of ancestral memory of how we would have bathed together, you know, or, you know, because we in Ireland would have a very strong connection. We would, you know, would have had a very strong connection and do have a strong connection to trees and the forest. So once I experienced it, I just felt, I feel what I would have done in ancient Ireland, you know, but this is my feeling, you know, and it, what's resonating to me, you know, and it's what is drawing me to it, you know, so.
Wow. That I just want to take a moment to appreciate what you just said. You're feeling what your ancestors felt. I mean, have you always? It sounds the spiritual person in me is really seeing the spiritual side of you, Shirley. Were you always this spiritual? Do you think that sauna maybe brought a little bit of this out of you?
I think we're all spiritual, you know. But you know, but as in. It's building momentum in my life in the different aspects of it. And, you know, I suppose my spirituality, but the sauna, to be completely honest, I didn't know what I was creating when I created Busca Baja. It's like, I had this idea that came from, I don't know where. And I just, you know, eventually put it into action. And it's only now, like, going deeper and like that connection with my teacher in Lithuania, Baruta, because, you know, it's a really strong resonance between us and how she teaches. And it's that I'm realizing it's such a spiritual experience, sauna and bathing together. Like, and I had no idea, like, even though I could see when people came to me through the years, like to have a sauna, came to Busca Baja, I could see the transformation, you know, and people coming back next week going, I felt so good all week, you know. But this now is another, I'm kind of stepping down deeper into another layer, and it's really connecting. I think I'm feeling this is really my personal journey, and it's connecting with the spirit of it, my spirit and the spirit of the experience.
That really speaks to me. Now, to go back to what you were talking about in terms of the Lithuanian traditions and rituals, do you think that you will? Do you plan on incorporating any of these into Busca Baja?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Right. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I'm still, you know, I mean, at the moment, I'm having time off. It's the height of summer, and this is my time off, you know, to get ready, you know. Then I start my season again, you know, the beginning of August. So this is really my kind of time to space to kind of, I suppose, see, you know, yeah, how I'm going to introduce this new experience and knowledge and, yeah, this is, yeah. So I'm really, I'm kind of, it's in the seed of how I'm going to bring that or offer that to people, you know, but definitely, you know, it really feels that's where I'm moving more towards, you know, offering.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's always just offering something a little more to make the experience more robust. Why do you think the good people of Ireland could really benefit by incorporating sauna into their lives?
Well, I mean, if it's just sauna, you know, I think for me, I think the real benefit, I mean, and this is just, I'm only just speaking, you know, from my personally, is the sauna in nature. You know, sauna is incredible as a standalone, you know, experience. But I know more, you know, of the sauna in nature experience. I went to a few saunas before I built my sauna and set up in nature locations, but I feel that's where the real benefit is. Like, I mean, I know there's benefit in all saunas, but for me, just getting out and breathing the fresh air and being in nature and then experiencing the sauna, I think that's where the real benefit is.
And it sounds like you have benefited as well. How did the decision to build Buscabaya as a mobile sauna transform your life? And what part of it do you enjoy the most? Is it the traveling or introducing the sauna to new people or creating a type of sacred space?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, connecting with different people all over Ireland, but also deepening my connection with this island, you know, because when I would set up, because I'm nomadic. I've been nomadic basically since I set up the sauna. So I created the sauna and then just went on the road with it. So that has been, you know, that's been my life for the last 10 years. And so when I'm in places, when I'm in the different locations, I'm there. I'm seeing the sunrise, I'm seeing the sunset, I'm hearing the birds, I'm, you know, seeing how maybe the sea moves or the rivers or the trees or the different seasons, you know, where I'm there maybe in a spring. There's a forest I go to in West Cork, I'm there in the springtime and I'm there in the autumn. So I can see that, oh, there's, you know, loads of mushrooms this season, or it's much wetter, or the weather is different, or it's drier. And just that I love, that. Because before I would go into nature and it would feel like I was just passing through, and I still am just passing through, but I'm stopping and really connecting deeply with the nature. And then, yeah, and then the people, and then it's the sauna, and then just how they arrive and they're like, oh yeah, they're maybe bothered or by something, or just had a driving far to get there. And then when they come out of the sauna and they just sit down, there's, you can see it in their face, the transformation, you know, and that I love. And that's what keeps me, you know, doing it, you know, just seeing that transformation in people.
It sounds like you found such peace and presence and passion, all the P words, through this experience. So, I mean, I think I know the answer to this question, but I will ask you anyway. How long do you see yourself doing this? And I hate to even call it work because it sounds like anything but. Do you think for you, Buscabaya will continue for the rest of your life?
I'm never someone to do something forever, you know. It'll never stay the same. It'll transform into something else. It's not something that, you know, especially the journey I've taken with it. It's because I've been on this journey. It's not just something where I just clocked in and clocked out, or I created this and I turn off or on, you know. Yeah. It's been a whole, you know, it's been a journey for me, you know. And so I don't know. It is going to change and move, you know, and because, like, you know, for a lot of the time when in the beginning, it was like I was just moving and getting it out there. I mean, I didn't think about this, but this now when I look back, I was just going to different places and different people were experiencing it. And it was just kind of just getting it out there.
Speaking of that journey, what is your hope for Bascabay in the future? And what's your hope for sauna culture in general, or not just in your neck of the woods, but in Ireland or Europe or wherever?
I suppose what I'm really present at the moment from the different experiences I've been having, or as I've been deepening my experiences, I've really realized, like, we in Ireland lost the culture of bathing together, not just sauna, but just bathing together, like coming together. And like in like different kind of like Lithuania and Finland and different places, Scandinavian countries, and Baltic countries, their bathing together was saunaing, you know. And so by doing this training and work, I've just really, it's remembering, it's so simple, just that intimacy and that nurturing and that feeling of coming together and being in that space. It's quite an intimate space, the sauna, and bathing together, looking after each other, caring for each other, maybe massaging each other, massaging, you know, honey, or maybe scrubbing each other with salt. But just that you know, that intimate experience, I realized that we lost. It was, would have been part of our culture, of course, you know. And that's what I would love. I want to offer more experiences where people just come together. And it's so simple. It's not like that's the thing, you know, it's we remember, some part of us remembers that our ancestors came together and nurtured each other and looked after each other in this way and bathed together and cleansed together, like, you know, for just to be clean or even for part of ritual, you know. So it's like the people I have introduced to it now here in Ireland, that experience, it was like, oh, it's so simple. Oh, and it's like, and it's just, and then I can see, you know, I talked about the transformation, people come into sauna and then leaving, but then I now can see even a deeper transformation from when you start guiding people through their sauna experience, you know, or their bathing experience, you know, and that shared experience. And that's what I would like, you know, it to, I suppose, to start, you know, offering, you know, just spaces for people really to come together and just that really intimate, safe, nurturing space of bathing together.
It's such a simple yet beautiful vision and picture that you're painting. And what you've said just now confirms what I always say, which is the body remembers, right? And yeah, I think when we are in that, vulnerable space and that very quiet space, that's where we can really connect not only with each other, but with ourselves and also with, as you say, ancestors. So I can't say enough about what you're doing, Shirley Fitzpatrick. Thank you so much for your time and for all you do for everyone. For our listeners who are planning a trip to Ireland, I know you're all on your travel sites right now. Put Bascabay on the list. In fact, Bascabay was even featured in the Lonely Planet Experiences Guide for Ireland. Woohoo! And to find out where Shirley will be, that's amazing, Shirley. to find out where Shirley's going to be, you can follow the Facebook page at Bascabay, which is actually spelled Bosca Beatha. And of course, visit the website at bascabay.ie. Thank you so much, Shirley.
Thanks, Shirley.
So much. So great to chat with you.
And always, thanks to our listeners. Take a minute to rate, review, and if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss any episodes. You can also visit our website at kivia.ca. And you can reach out to me by email if you have any questions or if you want to hear more about my travels and experiences in Ireland and Northern Ireland. And as well, we have social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is at Kivia Sauna. Until next time, Hyvä päivä jatkoa.
Thanks for listening to Kivia, the spirit of sauna. Please subscribe for additional episodes every 2 weeks. Take a moment to rate, review, and share the podcast and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Kivia Sauna. This podcast is brought to you by Kivia.ca, Canada's premier destination for the sauna community, providing expert advice, quality saunas, custom designs, as well as authentic sauna accessories. Visit us today at Kivia.ca. This has been a Memory Tree production.